But what do you have for us today, Mark?
We've got Alfred Cortot in his great performance of the Saint-Saëns' fourth piano concerto with Charles Munch and the orchestra of the Conservatoire in Paris.
Tell me why you've chosen this recording.
For a couple of reasons. One is because I came across this because there's a new record label out that does these fantastic sort of purist transfers of 78 records. And it's really a wonderful sort of insight into a kind of authentic 78 sound, if you like.
Well, one thing that we don't actually touch on very often is the kind of slightly, can I say, anoraki corner of archive performances, if I dare say that, which is there are purists' recordings, which are warts and all recordings, and then you get these very, very finely remastered things. What's your particular take? What do you love in an archive recording?
Well, I quite like the you know, the meticulous attention to detail that these people put into remastering these things. In this case, instead of using a lot of electronics to do it, he's done it almost entirely mechanically. That means he's taken a pristine 78 disc, he's cleaned it thoroughly. He has recentered the hole so that there's pitch stability, and then he tries out a lot of different needles to find exactly the right needle, and then he will sort of do the equalization on it so that we get the right balance of sound in bass and treble and all of that, and nothing more, no filtering.
So we're expecting a lot of crackle on this.
Well, we'll hear a bit of crackle, but the problem is with 78 records is that that surface noise is exactly at the same frequency that most of the musical information is at. So if you filter out with electronic means the crackle, you're also filtering out a lot of the musical, you know, the subtlety of the musical performance. You're filtering out the ambience of the whole. You're filtering out the brightness of tone of the piano, etc., etc. So.
Well, this is a recording made by Alfred Cortot in 1935. Tell us a bit more about Cortot and his musical sound.
Yeah, he was born in 1877, and I can say without any hesitation that he is one of the great figures of classical music in the 20th century. He was originally a conductor and a pianist, and he brought Wagner's music. He was an assistant conductor at Bayreuth and did the first performances of Wagner's music in Paris. And then he founded the École Normale Conservatoire in Paris and had many great students. Clara Haskell, Dino Lepati was one of his students, Vlado Perlmutter was one of his pupils, Yvonne Lefebure. So he was a great figure, and his interpretations are full of life. I mean, he preferred to capture the authentic spirit of the music rather than to play in a pristine, clinical way.
So that means what? He wasn't the greatest technician?
No, he was a fantastic technician. You can't say that he wasn't, but he played lots of wrong notes for all the right reasons, let's put it that way. Yvonne Lefebure said his wrong notes were those of a god.
Okay, let's hear all those wrong notes now. This is the slow movement of the Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 4 in C minor.
Thank you.
second movement of Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 4 in C minor, Alfred Cortot, the soloist with the Orchestre de la Société des Concerts du Conservatoire de Paris, conducted by Charles Munck. Recording made the 9th of July 1935, and that's a digital transfer of the original 78 from Saint Laurent Studios.
Yes, that's right. Yves Saint Laurent did that.
Not the couturier.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, if so, he's an even more talented man than we knew. But
yes.
Somebody called Yves Saint Laurent made that digital transfer,
yes,
and done with obvious painstaking care.
I think he's a jeweller. I mean, the craftsmanship is so high on that. It's just lovely, isn't it?
And that recording was made for a big Saint-Saëns moment, wasn't it? Big
yes, it
anniversary.
Was the 100th anniversary of Saint-Saëns' birth, 1935. And there we have Cortot in his most vibrant, glittering, you know, shining. There's an almost a glassy, beautiful quality to that, which, you know, if he's hitting wrong notes, he's hitting them all for absolutely the right reason. Totally a live, vibrant performance.
Well, while we were listening to that, you were kind of, apart from the size of admiration going past, you kept talking about character. What did you mean by character in this performance?
Yes, no, it's poetry all the time. I mean, he's getting right to the heart of every single phrase. There's not a single note that doesn't fit into some sort of a musical conception and isn't brought off with utter conviction.
And as a player, what would you need to do to make your playing sound like Cortot?
Oh, Cortot is a great teacher. I mean, you can follow all of his, all of his, you know, technical preparation is huge in order to achieve that. And then you forget the technique and just play.
But what I would really like to get down to, which are the kind of little tiny invisible corners of his playing that are so hard for other pianists to access.
It's the sense of rubato, the sense of character, and also he's fearless with the range of colour. You know, at the beginning of that, he described it as being a clattering. He's not afraid to make a clattering sound if it's appropriate to the music, and yet in the middle section, the most beautiful rubato and elegant phrasing.
Well, very quickly, having talked about Yves Saint Laurent, I would like to comment on your suitably archival jacket, which is absolutely glorious. Is this a new piece or an old piece? Tell people.
I'm afraid it's a copy. The design was about 1890s.
Mark has sauntered in here looking like the true Victorian country gentleman this morning. Pleasure to see you as always, Mark. We will send you back to your dusty archive. Please come back to us next week with something suitably marvellous. And just as a quick compare and contrast, you can hear Stephen Huff's recent recording of that Saint-Saëns concerto. It played on Classical Collection on Thursday. Of course, it's available on the iPlayer for a few days to come. But there you go. A 1935 recording for you here this morning on Sunday morning of Saint-Saëns.